Thank you, Mr. Chair. On paragraph 18, we appreciate the intent to try to find agreement with the wording principles and requirements. However, the deletion of the word rules and the use of this term weakens what are in fact binding legal obligations. To avoid this, and in the spirit of compromise, we propose replacing the current sentence with this formulation, and I quote, IHL applies to all weapons and methods of warfare and is therefore independent from the military technology used. On paragraph 19, as I stated earlier, despite the fact that we do not see the necessity of the caveat in blue, we are willing to go along with it. However, we still insist on the need to add a sentence after the first sentence, which reads, a nominal human input after the system's activation does not amount to a human or to a intervention by a human operator or to a human intervention to an intervention by a human operator. Just for ease of reference, I will repeat the reasons why we think this is important. We define a nominal human input as an input performed by a human after the system's activation, but that does not materially affect the process. In other words, there is no further human moral or legal reflection taking place during that human input. So the effect of the human input is the same as if the autonomous process had occurred without it. As such, we argue that such an input made after the system's activation does not amount to a human intervention. And if such an input is made, the system should still be considered to be an autonomous weapon system. We stand ready to answer any questions that delegations may have about this wording. I thank you.